It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Morena, Prime Minister, how are you?
Morena, I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Hey, we've got a lot of legislation to talk to you about this morning. We're going to talk about the End of Life Bill, Terrorism Suppression Bill, and also the Emissions Trading Scheme. So some big topics to get through. Let's start with the End of Life Bill, which is going to be put as a referendum to the country, which is at the request of NZ First. What are, in your opinion, some of the pros and cons of putting it to the public rather than having it as a conscience vote for MPs?
Yeah, so my so this is a member's bill. So this is actually David Seymour's bill. And so every individual member of parliament is voting independently. Obviously, New Zealand First have a position on referendums for matters like this. So that's why they as a team have all voted in favour of a referendum. Essentially, what's happened is it's become clear that the only way the bill was going to succeed was if there was a referendum because of the votes that were needed. My personal preference would have been just for Parliament to decide on this issue, but I would rather there be a referendum than there be no choice at all. Mm-hmm. And so it still hasn't finished in Parliament, but it looks more than likely that it will become a referendum at the next election. The upside of that, of course, you know, people will get to have their say. Ultimately, though, I think that's the whole point of the bill, is to not impose on anyone that they should be, you know, ever required to use the law, but that they have the choice to if they find themselves in those circumstances. But now people will get to have their say.
Absolutely. There is going to be quite a lot of contentious referenda happening around the time of the next general election. Do you think that there are any risks towards your party in terms of it being on election year as well?
No, so there'll be two referendums and they'll be alongside the general election. Now, the benefit of that is it's more cost efficient. You will remember the flag referendum that was just held on its own. It was an expensive exercise, over $20 million. The benefit of having these referendums at the time of the general election is that it is an efficient way to have referenda. If it means that the only, you know, perhaps, I don't see any disadvantage. One advantage might be is that people might be really motivated to come out and have their say on those issues as well. But it's hard to know whether it'll have an effect on turnout. But I think that we shouldn't be afraid to ask questions as we are on cannabis and euthanasia at the election.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Terrorism Suppression Bill. So your Minister of Justice has said these are draconian but necessary rules. And originally the Greens weren't too happy about the proposals. What are some of the key changes you've made that have made it possible for the Greens to support it now?
So really this was just about, the intent had always been that this is for a very narrow set of circumstances. We were actually doing a wider piece of work on whether or not our terrorism legislation, because obviously you remember it was quite controversial, recommendations were made around it needing to be changed and that never happened. So we were doing some, when we came into government, we were doing some work on that. It's become clear though that this issue we needed to deal with a little more quickly. It's just around returning foreign fighters. Now, we know we have a very small number of people from New Zealand who fall into that category, but we need to be prepared nonetheless. What we've done is make sure that the definition, making sure that we're not capturing anyone we don't intend to capture. We're obviously really talking about individuals predominantly who've gone to Syria to engage in terrorist fighting. And so we can make sure that the definitions of that are quite tightly confined. So that's those who we are picking up, and that's what we've worked on.
So are you confident that these powers have enough safeguards to stop future governments, say, from abusing them then?
Yes, the definitions are quite tight and they cross-reference other definitions of terrorist activity, and it's very careful around making sure that what in other countries, some countries who have different forms of government to ours, don't capture people that we actually would consider to be engaged in, for instance, legitimate protest action and so on. So that's something we've been very mindful of, and I'm confident the definitions really make sure that we don't capture anyone like that. And of course, check as it goes to our own court system domestically. So that's the extra check and balance on it.
Well, let's talk about the emissions trading scheme. So across the political spectrum, you've had actually quite a lot of support for the announcement that farmers aren't going to have to start paying for their emissions until around 2025, as long as they make progress in finding ways to monitor it at their farm level. But some critics are saying that they feel like this is a small technical adjustment rather than the nuclear-free moment that we've talked about in regards to climate change. What would you say to that, Prime Minister?
Yeah, I mean, do you know, in doing so, so what we're doing is in 2025, we're taking the next few years to build the infrastructure so that we can measure and incentivize emissions reduction farm by farm. So previously what's always been talked about is the idea of, for instance, adding a price at the processor level. So for instance, Fonterra paying per kg of milk solids. Now that in itself doesn't actually bring down our emissions, and that has to be the goal. So instead we are going to work on a scheme that will mean that we'll be able to do this farm by farm, because that's the way to get our emissions down, and that's what our mutual goal is. Now this is a world first. No one in the world is doing this. No one is pricing agricultural emissions, and no one is measuring them at this level and empowering farmers themselves to be able to take control of what's happening on their own farm. So I'm really proud of this because it's a world first, and because it's us standing up and saying if we want to maintain our brand and export off the brand of being clean and green and sustainable, we need to get ahead of this challenge. And so that's why there is benefit to being first in the world. To those who really have challenged, I think the thing I would say is that what I've heard from those who have striked, those who have asked for climate action, they've also asked for us to try and build consensus so it sticks. This is a 50-year challenge, not a one electoral cycle challenge. And so to be able to have our farming leaders stand alongside us and agree, finally, that this is what we need to do, took a lot of work, mm-hmm. and I think is a really huge thing. So I'm really proud of it.
So a lot of this debate has obviously been focused around farming when we talk about the climate crisis. What are some of the other big changes around or outside of emissions trading that you would like to see happen in regards to this?
Yeah, because you're right. That makes up roughly half of our profile, so that's why it's important. But also methane emissions are different to some of the other emissions that we need to tackle in terms of their life, as it were. So emissions out of transport sector, we're at the moment working on proposals because we're one of the few countries in the developed world that don't incentivise low emission vehicles or disincentivise those that are higher polluters. So we're working on that right as we speak. We're obviously also working on our own electricity generation. So we're over 80% renewable right now. We want to get to 100%. Just yesterday, our minister was out at a groundbreaking ceremony for more wind turbines. We're at the same time trying to transition away from fossil fuels generally. So you'll know that we've banned offshore oil and gas exploration further permitting in New Zealand. We've now got to look for those alternatives. So I'm excited that next year we'll see our first hydrogen plant, and that's generated through geothermal energy. So it's what we call green hydrogen. These are all the kinds of initiatives that we need to be developing now if we're going to meet the goals that we've set. And Zero Carbon Bill is mm-hmm. due to be passed in Parliament very soon. That sets up our carbon budgeting process and helps with us reaching our targets under the Paris Agreement. So there's a lot going on in this space, but there needs to be.
Well, that's about all we've got time for this morning, Prime Minister. But thank you so much for speaking to us. We'll speak to you again in a fortnight.
Talk soon.
Cheers. Bye.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.